Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Talking a lot about the All-Star game in the first hour. Kyle Schwarber, the MVP, unconventional fashion, didn't have a hit during the game, but dominated in the swing-off. They do a home run derby. Each league, each team gets three participants. Kyle Schwarber hit three home runs on three swings for the National League. He wins it for them, takes home the MVP award. And off that, talking about whether you would have any current Philadelphia athlete in your top five list over the last 25 years, John brought up the idea of possibly having Kyle Schwarber. Now, I would not consider Kyle Schwarber for it, but would you consider Zach Wheeler? Would you consider Bryce Harper? Anybody on the Eagles currently? Joel Embiid, Devin considered for her list. So if you want to get in on that, you are welcome to. Any Devin. Athlete, any current Philadelphia athlete, would they be on your top five list over the last 25
years?
Do
we hold that against Devin?
I mean, how would you hold, considering, and I didn't put him on my list, but considering putting Joel Embiid on when he is, when healthy, like
when
the
was
most
that?
Dominant
when was that last
player.
I lost track.
But then you're gonna say that Brandon Graham makes it over. I love BG. We all love BG. He's a great person.
Wow.
He played for a long time. But like the fact that TK has him on his list over Jalen Hurts is kind of insane.
He made the biggest play.
You can't give me a hard time for putting Joel Embiid on.
But Brandon Graham made the biggest play in the history of the city. Like him stripping Tom Brady is the biggest play
in
Philadelphia history.
You could throw Philly Special in there. You could throw the dagger in there. You could throw Cooper DeJean pick six.
The dagger, they were up 27-0 in that game.
He wasn't a consistent double-digit sack player. Like, he was a solid defensive player, and we love him as a person, but I don't think that makes him a top five athlete in all of Philadelphia for the last 25 years.
Well, that is kind of the beauty of this list, is it's kind of your own interpretation on it.
Yeah.
Mine, you know, I take a lot of things into account, the longevity, I'd say the connection with the fan base, stuff like that, leadership, and that's why Brandon's on my list and making that big play as well. 215-592-9494. Get back to the phones in a second, but I did want to address what Andy brought up here with the Joe versus Jack thing, and they have tennis coming up next, but and I don't like to agree with Andy on pretty much anything, but I got to say, John, I think he makes a fair point. I think we're at the point here where I know you take exception to Joe and his claims, I guess, or the way he views himself athletically.
His overinflated view of himself.
But do you not think
that's what I object to?
But do you not think at some point you got to kind of jump on board and support him a little bit here? I mean, you're his teammate. The afternoon show, they are rallying behind Jack. They are really giving him that push, which, hey, that may have contributed to his performance in baseball. I think you need to support him a little bit.
But
that's all.
I want
Joe, the guy for like 10 years.
I want him to lose to prove to him that he needs to change the way he lives, change the way he eats, change the way he, you know, sleeps and exercises, all those things.
I don't think losing is going to make Joe realize or do any of those things.
This is not going to affect Joe's life in any way. Joe's not going to make any change based on this.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? I think
his hard-headedness is not going to happen.
His hard-headedness is the root of a lot of this. I want to get the message through that you don't just automatically, you can't just say I'm a better athlete than a guy who's 16 years younger than me and without proving it. And now that he's going out and trying to prove it, I don't think he should win. I don't believe he's a better athlete than Jack. Why should I support him? Just because he's my co-host?
Yeah, yes, yes. He's your teammate. You should support your teammate.
But I want him to lose.
Why do you want him to lose so badly?
How do I straddle that fence? I want him to lose to prove to him that he's not a better athlete than Jack and he can do better the way that he eats and exercises lives.
First off, I think you're taking this entirely too seriously. I think you're looking way too deep into this. At some point, just like,
you gotta
understand, Joe, you and Joe
are with
buddies.
Joe all day, every
you
day.
You gotta support him here.
But that's part of what
maybe
I'm trying to do.
Maybe that's the push that he needs. Maybe that
I want to get a message through that is supportive in the long run. I want him to be.
It doesn't seem
healthier.
Like support. It does not
in the line.
Does this seem like support, Rhea?
It's circular way of
roundabout.
No, it's
way.
Circular
it is support.
Trying to show that you're supportive,
tough
but you're not.
Support.
And like I listen to the show and I hear Rhea's on board. Now you're doing it more in a derogatory way toward Jack.
But I've been consistent. I've been consistent since day one that I have been supportive of Joe.
I agree, and I think that's the right thing because you're being a good teammate. You're being a good partner here. And John, I just think you need to rally behind Joe. Just rally behind him.
Who are you rallying behind, Tom?
I'm rooting for Joe.
Why do I need to rally? Because I
support Joe in these endeavors. I like rooting for the underdog.
Hold on.
And I think Joe is this.
Here's the problem.
Is a substantial underdog.
You
want to
keep hosting this show is
here's
what it is.
The problem with what Tom's doing. Joe is saying, the whole reason Joe is doing this is because he believes he's a better athlete than Jack Fritz, who was a college baseball pitcher and 16 years younger than Joe. Joe truly believes that. I don't want that to be reinforced to Joe that he actually is a better athlete. He's saying this. This is preposterous to me. He's saying this, but you don't believe he believes it. So this is the problem. Like, you take what he's saying and you tune it out, but you say, I support him anyway. Do you believe that what he's doing makes sense? That what he's trying to prove makes sense? Do you support that?
Yeah, I think they're having an athletic competition. I just think you're looking too deep into it. I don't look at this as some thing where Joe needs to be proven a point to change his lifestyle or anything like that.
But he does need to do a little better with the eating and all that stuff.
I don't know what his diet is.
We're all with him a lot.
Yeah. Well, where are you, Devin? You got to be Team Joe too, right?
No.
You're not. Wow.
I mean,
the only one supporting him is me.
Wow.
Because I don't want to flip-flop here. Like, I was rooting for Jack. I was Team Jack from the start. So I feel like it's disingenuous for me to just jump ship. I do tend to root for the underdog, like in anything, in all sports. And I feel like the pendulum has swung in that sense where, you know, I felt like rooting for Jack just because Joe is, he might not be the better athlete, but he thinks he is. And for that, I felt like Jack needed the support and the help because Joe was bullying him and calling him Boban all over the airwaves. So now I'm kind of like in that boat and I can't change.
Well, that's another thing. Don't you realize you're being manipulated, Tom?
I don't feel like I'm being manipulated.
You're tuning out what Joe is saying, first of all. Like, he's saying, I believe I'm a better athlete than Jack. You're saying, he doesn't really believe
You were out, and Joe did kind of switch his, and I feel like he's doing it intentionally. I feel like he's manipulating all
of
us.
Of course he is.
Because he's all of a sudden like, I'm not that good, and no one's rooting for me. And he's playing
You don't enjoy the mind game part of it? I do.
I mean, you have to respect it on Joe's part, because I feel like he's getting more and more people to root for him
in that way. But you are succumbing
Last thing on this here. I just listen to both shows, and I hear one show, you know, really supporting their teammate. Yeah. And I hear another show, and I hear one person supporting their teammate.
Consider
and
the
nobody
teammates.
Else. And I just think Joe needs a little
Consider
bit more support from you, John.
Okay. Your viewpoint, I've considered it.
And rejected
wish
it.
That I felt strongly in like the same way.
I don't think you really
still
considered
don't
it.
Think, I still don't think Joe should win these competitions against Jack. But I can't believe Jack lost. Okay, Jack has not been doing himself any favors, which is incredible to me, too. Heading into this thing, I do agree with you, Devin. Things have changed a lot. Coming into this, it did feel like Joe was attacking Jack a lot with the Boban stuff. And then he pulled back because he felt like it was too much. He wanted to, you know, gain sympathy, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's Jack is difficult to support. At times, like
You think Joe's so off? I think Jack's more off-putting than Joe with
Here's
the whole thing.
Here's why well, both of you, problem. Both John and Devin, have to consider switching allegiances.
Yeah.
This is a win for the morning show.
Yes.
And you guys got to get on board with it.
Agreed.
Because I'm telling you, because if you keep supporting Jack and say Jack pulls it out, then they're just going to be like.
Pulls it out?
Yeah.
And
I don't see it like
I don't,
that.
I, can't, I don't see him winning tennis because he doesn't play. You have to play tennis to be able to win.
But that's the thing. I don't. Okay. I don't think Joe's going to win.
On that show, they're not just.
I don't think he's going to win at all. Well,
they're coming after all of us.
They're right. They're slandering you, John. They're coming after you. They're not just coming after Joe. They're coming after the entire show, and you got to get behind Joe.
I don't think they're slandering me.
Oh, you should listen. They're slandering. Slandering all you guys.
I haven't heard, and I'm not offended.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, I want to ask the audience, does John need to get behind Joe? Does he need to really support him in this thing? I think you do. That's your guy you got to get behind.
Again, noted.
Okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to the phones when we get back. Our side topic today, give us who or what is funny, and would any current athlete in Philadelphia be on your top five list of athletes over the last 25 years off of Kyle Schwarber winning the Home Run Derby last night? When we get back, we'll get back to the phones. We'll also get to some more sound regarding Jalen Hurts and how he's viewed around the NFL. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is The Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is The Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. You want to get in 215-592-9494. That's how you join in. Talking a lot about the All-Star game. Kyle Schwarber wins the MVP. And John mentioning in our pre-show meeting here, Mike was considering Kyle Schwarber to be in his top five athletes list over the last 25 years. Would any current athlete in Philadelphia be on your list? I don't have anybody. The closest was Brandon Graham, obviously just retired. But I don't have anybody on my list. No current Eagles, no current Phillies.
BG, the closest for you, I think I can see where you're coming from absolutely in terms of he as a presence was the one of the best people, like one of the best character individuals I've ever met, I've ever been around. He's like a miraculous person, like a bright, shiny person, and just so different and unique and positive. The positivity that comes out of Brandon Graham is so important, and you just can't overlook it. But he's not in my top five. Jalen Hurts should be, and Jalen, I think it's a travesty if you're not seriously considering the fact that this guy is the leader of this offense, spearheading the way to probably more world championships, having the world wrapped around his finger right now, being the leader, the MVP of the Super Bowl, the world championship belt around his waist. It's a great time to be Jalen Hurts, and the best is yet to come. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts is the one where, you know, the opinions on him remain very split, and whether he'd be on the top five for a lot of people. In a few minutes, I do want to get to some sound from Danny Parkins of FS1. He had some things to say about Jalen Hurts and where he ranked on that ESPN survey, ranking number 9. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. But your thoughts on the All-Star game. What'd you think of the Home Run Derby outcome to decide the game last night? Do you think it should legitimately be considered?
I think we to like replace it a lot extra more innings. It was Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
But I mean, that would be fun. I mean, could you imagine?
Not every game that went extra innings.
A late September game with the Phillies and the Mets at Citizens Bank Park.
You've been working with Al Morgani too long.
Well, that's true. But you have Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Nick Castellanos going up against Pete Alonso, Lindor, yeah. Soto,
so
in a
awesome
big game. That wouldn't be incredible to watch? It
yes,
would be.
It certainly would be incredible. I love the way it feels. I think it sort of bridges the gap. You know, like I hated trying to figure out what the heck the rules were of the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
And now you add that component, the Home Run Derby. I thought it was so cool the way they had three swings. Like, you had to make those swings count. But you could take unlimited pitches. Like it was a really cool, just an interesting idea when executed the way it was last night by our guy. It really accentuated how awesome it could be.
And I'm not saying for playoff games or anything, but in the regular season, you do this you know, kind of bastardized version of extra innings anyway, where you just put a guy on second base. I don't think that this is like a whole lot different than that. You know, it's not real baseball anyway. So I think it would be interesting, but would love to get your take on it. 215-592-9494. And our side topic today, who or what is funny with it being Will Ferrell's birthday? Let's go back to the phones. Go to Ed in Phoenixville. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, TK. Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Doing well, Ed.
My something that's funny is going to tie into the Jack Fritz, Joe DeCamera thing in a second. I think this contest, if somebody considers it anything other than a farce, is fooling themselves. And I think that's what that's its value. Like,
farcical.
The thing that's funny, Monty Python, Holy Grail, as in this farcical aquatic ceremony, where they, anyway, you have to have seen it. And
it's just a flesh wound.
A flesh wound, your arm's off.
and it's good.
That's spurting.
I can't stop listening. You guys have me on every development, like Joe DeCamera's running technique to Jack Fritz's epic meltdown. I mean, my wife is listening to sports radio because of this silliness.
And I wouldn't think call Joe's running a technique. I would call it an abomination.
The meltdown was also an incredible abomination. Yeah. That meltdown.
Epic.
Look, that changed everything for a lot of people. I saw Jack in such a different light. That surprised the heck out of me.
You saw the full footage, right?
I
saw the full footage as well. This is where I do. I got to give Jack a little bit of credit, though. I didn't think he'd be able to bounce back in baseball. I thought he was going to throw balls. I didn't think he'd be able to throw the ball over the plate. So I will give him credit for that. But you seem to be like happy about it. You should be sad. You know, you should be supportive of Joe.
Again, I think what is right here is that Jack should win. Jack should win. I don't want Joe's, I don't know, what is it? His idea that he can't lose at anything. I don't want that to continue
Joe
to be reinforced.
Joe needs a slice of humble pie, and you want Jack to give it to him.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Two are so wrong.
That's how
Joe is not interesting when he's being humble. Joe is way more interesting when he's haughty.
Yeah, I like the haughty hammer too. What
you gotta have that.
You like haughty hammer?
I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
I get
it.
That.
Not gonna lie.
It bothers me. Haughtiness bothers me.
Really?
A lot.
What do you got?
I guess haughty where haughty is deserved. Like, there are different reasons. Sometimes people have reason to be haughty. I think Joe has perfect reason to be haughty in a lot of ways.
Sports trivia? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sports trivia, sure.
Actual sports?
But hey, it would be a heck of a win if he could pull it off. Underdog, pulling for the underdog. What do you got in the All-Star game, Ed?
Yeah, so I missed the Kyle Schwarber thing. Like, I think a lot of people in the greater Philadelphia area was asleep. But it just got me to thinking of what made the All-Star game so special, like back when I was growing up. And it really gave me like the only exposure to these athletes out on the West Coast, like the Ken Griffey Juniors, the Barry Bonds, the Ichiros, the Jay Buhners, Edgar Martinez. Like, I would never get to watch these guys because they started at 10 p.m. and this was our like exposure. And then with I love MLB TV because I didn't live in the Philadelphia area after college and I could watch every Phillies game, and that's awesome. But I think that's kind of taken some of the mystique away from the whole event, but and the fact that there's no significance to any of the All-Star games anymore, like, I really bring back the winner gets home field advantage in World Series, or give me some reason to watch other than the
I like that
sort of the showcase. aspect of it.
No, I think that's a great point, Ed, and appreciate the call. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. And our Twitter poll question today, should the swing off replace extra innings in regular season baseball? That's what we're going to do for the Twitter poll question of the day. Rhea, I'm assuming your answer is a resounding no.
Yeah.
Okay. No. John, what would you say? Would you replace it? Would you do swing off?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I mean, again, regular season, I'm all for it. I don't mind the ghost runner as much as a lot of the traditionalists do. I am not a traditionalist in any way as it pertains to baseball. So I'm excited about a lot of the changes that they've been willing to make thus far. I think I love the recent uptick in aggressiveness, you know, making these changes. Mm-hmm. You know, the pitch clock thing absolutely transformed the game in a positive way. And now I feel like the robo ump, it can do the same thing.
Worked fine last night.
Yeah. I'm such a huge supporter of their willingness to change the game for the better. And here's another chance.
What's your vote, Devin? Yes or no?
I mean, I think it would make the game exciting, or a little more exciting, I guess. And, you know, when you're sitting there waiting for like the 14th inning for someone to score, like, yeah, I think it could be. What I wouldn't like is how it could change, like, what happens, you know, in terms of what teams do with free agency, with like the type of players that they, because like you just would need people to mash the ball at that point. It doesn't really matter about plate discipline. Pitching doesn't really matter at that point. So I just would want to look at the ripple effects of that. What? But it would make it more exciting.
I also think we're talking about, you know, a small number of games here. It's not like a ton of games go to extra innings.
That's true, but a lot do.
Yeah. What do you think, Buzz? Are you pro swing off?
No way.
Oh, come
on. You're
going
to settle.
He's too traditional for that.
You're going to settle real baseball games by wheeling out an L screen and having a coach throw.
They do a shootout in hockey.
It's not the same thing, Tom.
It's very similar.
Well, the difference is the pitching. Like, if you're bringing out the screen and having a coach just, like, throw easy balls, then, or easy pitches, I should say. But, like, that's not, and then it defeats the purpose if you have an actual pitcher throwing pitches, because then it's like you might as well just play a regular inning.
Right, but
you have to find some happy medium there.
Yeah, well, I'm just envisioning, you know, late September, Phillies Mets. I'm getting chills thinking about
also,
it.
Also, how many extra inning games, as Devin was saying, like 12 inning games, with the runner on second base, how many games even go that long anyway?
They don't.
I think the Phillies, since this rule's been implemented, have played one game past the 12.
But sports are entertainment. This would be entertaining. That was entertaining last night.
It was an all-star game,
not a game in the standings.
I still think it, like, they used to play the all-star game for home field advantage in the World Series.
And that's dumb, too.
No, they should absolutely bring that back.
That
was the best thing about the all-star game. They never should have taken it away. And I think, if anything, all the other sports should adopt it. The NBA and the NHL as well. I would you guys not be more interested in the all-star game?
The best record just, like, doesn't matter.
From 2003 to 2017, the home field in the All-Star, or the, like, whoever won the All-Star game got home field in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Ridiculous.
I think
that's
like
stupid.
That too. I thought that was a good idea.
I don't like that.
I loved it.
I don't like that.
It affected the Phillies a couple times.
Yeah. Any additional chance for interconnectedness? I don't know. It's just, it makes it a little bit neater. For some reason, to me.
Yeah.
You know, a chance, an extra chance to compete, an extra chance to join together with the other NL teams. I like that community feel that you get from an all-star game. I also love, by the way, that they didn't do the everyone's in the same uniform.
Oh,
uniforms.
That, right. Yeah.
Last night, you know, that they went back to doing just
wearing your own jersey. Yeah.
It looks so much better.
It looks
awesome.
So cool.
So much better.
Yeah, just like this. Let's see all the it's like just an explosion of colors everywhere. It's better.
Isn't it
this
weird
way
to see, like, there's a photo and video of Kyle Schwarber and, like, Pete Alonso hugging. It's just weird to see.
Did that make you uncomfortable to see that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, because so I understand cool, that these though. Guys all, especially when you've been playing for a long time, like you, they're your friend. Like they're not actually your enemies. Like you can be friends with a team on a rival team, but as a fan, I hate it. Like I hate when I see, like even in the NFL, you know, players kind of like laughing it up during a game. Like, no, you guys are your enemies, your rivals. You should hate each other. Stop laughing. Don't talk to each other while someone's on first base.
It's a good take. Yeah.
Pete Alonso, especially, like, I find myself, like, sort of spiteful against him. Like, I hate the face guy. Totally.
Schwarber hit enough home runs that Alonso didn't even get to hit.
That was the best part of it last night.
And the thing is, man, like, I like watching the baseball All-Star game is by far the best to watch. But I do like having some stakes on it. Like, it's hard to watch just knowing, okay, this game doesn't really matter. If it matters, like, I remember, what was it, 08, when the game went, like, 15 innings.
Yes.
And Brad Lidge. It was, I think, the only save that he blew all year. Or the only
it wasn't
loss
a save, but he got a loss. Yeah.
Yeah, the only loss he took all year. That was incredible. That was awesome stuff.
And that one year it happened to work out, but you're going to have like Game 7 of the World Series potentially get stripped from the Phillies because an Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher blew a save in July?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Let's have some fun.
It's insane.
You're an idiot. And the NBA, these guys don't try. They might try a little bit. I mean, I remember, I think it was like the 01 NBA All-Star game. For some reason, they decided to all try that year, and it was incredible. Like, if you put stakes on it, you can't tell me they won't be playing defense at the end of those games. It'd
here's
awesome.
A question for the room, for the studio, plus Rhea and Dan. What All-Star, like including Pro Bowl, which All-Star game is the worst? I feel like none of them matter, but they've all fallen off. But like, which one has fallen off?
No, the Pro Bowl is even worse than basketball.
Well, the Pro Bowl doesn't even exist anymore.
I think the Pro Bowl is just
They
play flag football.
Completely irrelevant.
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, that's terrible. I don't even like honestly count that. But the basketball one, it would be the best one if they tried.
Yeah.
But since nobody tries, it's just brutal. It's just like
no one tries in any of them. Anymore.
Yeah. But if that's the thing,
they try
you
a little
put
bit more
stakes
baseball,
on it.
Baseball, it's hard to fake.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Yes.
You can't not play defense in baseball.
Right. Yeah. Like if you put stakes on it, though, I don't know. The NBA All-Star game would be incredible. If those guys
tried. Yeah, it could
be fun. Yeah.
So there was an All-Star game a couple years back that Ben Simmons was playing in that I am convinced.
Must have been a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it got so heated. This is fourth quarter All-Star game. They were playing so hard. I think that Ben Simmons, this is an off-the-wall theory. I think Ben Simmons started with his back problems in that All-Star game where he got fouled hard in
when
the fourth quarter. Hit
the
floor hard, but in an All-Star game situation, didn't want to be hurt. So nothing was ever made of it, and I think that's where some issues start.
Have we ever confirmed that Ben Simmons actually had back problems? And like, I don't believe that to actually be true anyway.
It might not be. It might not be. But at the time, I remember thinking, wow, that looked really bad, the way that he just went down.
Yeah.
And, you know, he got up, not without struggle.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the hiatus. You know, we come back to playing, and nothing was ever made of it. So who knows? But that's just my conspiracy.
Every other guy was shooting threes. He tried to run a real offense in the All-Star game.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Hi, Patrick. Doing great.
Good, good. Listen, I want to jump on board with talking about, you know, Andy from Deptford called in. And John Ritchie, I'm still, and Devin. Listen, Devin, you certainly know how I feel about your lack of support on Team Joe.
Oh, I remember.
I just think it's on Devin and John Ritchie. I think it's disgraceful. I really do.
Oh, why?
And John, and listen, John, I know you're the 1%, you know, you're the ex-NFL guy. You might not be able to put your head around it. But, dude, this is your teammate. This is your guy. I mean, seriously. And to hear what they're saying, you know, Spike has just got to, you know, we got to shut his mouth.
He's crushing you, John. He's coming after you, too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he is.
I have not heard any of that. Yeah. Well, what I heard was Joe calling Jack Boban and saying he was an oaf. and then completely backing off all of that. Like, Joe sort of started this by saying he was a better athlete than the guy 16 years younger than he was, and that he could beat him at all these contests, and then... I don't agree with that.
Well, I think you need to think of Joe a little differently, John. You need to think of Joe like Don King. Like, he's a promoter. He's a like a fight promoter. You're promoting the fight. Joe's talking a big game.
You are imagining what you want to imagine about Joe. Joe actually believes he's a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
Maybe he is.
And I don't believe that.
It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, John. It shouldn't. It should not matter. Like, but back your guy. Believe that he believes, John. Believe, and I'm serious.
Believe that he believes.
Believe that he believes, John.
I can't
believe that. And he's your guy. He's your teammate, John. Like, I just can't dude.
It's sad, Patrick. Sad to see.
It's not. It's not sad to disagree with your teammate.
That?
It's not sad to disagree with your teammate.
No, but if you're on the team with your teammate, you still...
Here's my question. Do you think Joe thinks of us as teammates?
Absolutely.
100%. 100%.
You guys don't think Joe thinks of you guys as teammates?
I don't know.
How do you think he views
in this contest?
What do you think?
With Jack?
Well, no. In this contest, they're... You know, it's just the two of them.
The difference is when we're here, we can all disagree with each other when we're talking about stuff. But when... another show is coming after us, we should be teammates.
I think that's what TK
is trying to say.
That's exactly, you said it better than I can, Rhea.
Are they coming after us, or are they coming after Joe?
No, they're coming after all of you. They're coming after every single one of you.
I'd
especially
like
Rhea
that.
And James.
They've been dragging the morning show pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, John, you're getting dragged in. And Devin, Devin, this is where you got your start. And I just can't, and maybe I'm wrong on that, but I see you as on the morning show. You got your gig on Saturday. You touch base with the afternoon guys. They give you a nickname, and you don't even honor the one that the morning show kind of gave you in the news. So, like, the whole thing is just, like, the whole thing is just crazy to me. And I'm just, like, blown away, John. Like, you got to give him your support. Yeah. That's all.
Well, Patrick, what do you got for who or what is funny?
I don't agree with this. Well, why does everyone say I got to give Joe my support? I don't agree with him.
We'll follow up in a second. What's your answer for our side topic, Patrick?
Steve Martin.
Okay. Steve Martin.
Good answer.
There you go. Good one. Appreciate the call.
Good answer, even though Patrick just dragged me.
Well, is Steve Martin, is that new show? Well, I guess it's not new anymore.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that worth watching?
Awesome. The first two seasons were really good. It's trailed off a little bit, but... the first season was outstanding.
Yeah. I only saw the first season. It was good.
I've seen like three seasons. Kind of tread off a little bit, but the chemistry between Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez is tremendous.
Okay.
It's an amazing idea to keep those guys together. You got to love it. You know, those two through the years, timeless. He's hilarious. That's an awesome answer. Steve Martin's another guy. Like, I could just look at him. He could be asleep, and I would be laughing my butt off uncontrollably.
Steve Martin a little before my time.
He's still working.
I know that, but I don't know.
So
like,
he's not
a lot.
Before your time.
He didn't retire
like 20 years ago. He's still working.
I guess I just haven't seen many of the things that he's been in.
We gotta watch the show.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll check that one out because I need a show to watch right now. 215-592-9494. But John, as you were saying, you seem really bothered by this sentiment that we're asking you to get behind Joe here.
Look, I agree with the team concept.
And Devin seems to agree.
I don't think this is a team situation. Like, it's Joe versus Jack. You know, like, and I don't feel attacked.
But they've made it about us.
Right. This is morphed into something that I'm not sure you're aware of.
I hear it every day. I listen. I hear it every day.
Yeah.
I just reject the notion that Patrick was laying down. Patrick, right?
Yes.
I think that, like, we owe Joe something because we're on the same show.
We don't owe him anything.
But isn't there like a rallying around your teammate type thing that does that for either of you guys that you think about? And it's like, we spend all this time with Joe. And sure, Joe can do some things sometimes that you may find annoying, or you know, he does the haughty hammer and whatever. You might not like that.
Weird.
Fine. But in the end, like, he's your teammate. And in the end, I don't know. I feel like you kind of got to support your teammate. John looks like he wants to kill me right now.
He's, I don't know.
I'm just really interested in how you believe this to be true.
Yeah. I just think, Joe, I just think you got to rally behind your guy, man.
Okay. I understand team really well. All right. I understand the team concept really well.
Like, you'd rally behind Rich Gannon.
What we're talking about here, the reason they're competing is Joe believes he's a better athlete than Jack Fritz. I don't believe that. So I don't support that concept. I support our show. I support, if it's going to be us pitted against them in the afternoon, well, sure. Like, let's throw down. I'm all for that. I'm very supportive of the morning show. I don't think that me saying, I don't in any way want to say I believe Joe is a better athlete than Jack Fritz in any of these events. I think Jack Fritz should win. And I'm amazed that he blew up and malfunctioned the way that he did in the golf escapade. And that really did shake my belief and my understanding of what I thought was real in all the world. Jack Fritz, how on earth could you let that happen? And then some of the stuff that's being said, I mean, Joe is very calculated in the way he's trying to convince you that he is now.
So you think I'm being manipulated?
You're being
by
manipulated,
Joe.
And I hate to, I don't know, I hate to be so negative. Like that. I don't want to be this guy. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer.
You're being
about
a hater. You're hating.
I feel very strongly in what I believe. I believe Jack Fritz, 16 years his junior, is the better athlete. The college athlete is the better athlete. I think it's preposterous that the 47-year-old co-host, my teammate, said that, you know, it doesn't matter that he played college sports, you know, like that, all that stuff. Maybe it's something inside of me as a former athlete. Like, I do think it matters that Jack committed to, you know, his sport for such a long time. I mean, I don't know how long it was, and I've heard differing reports of how much
year,
he quit.
I'm pretty sure.
So things do change.
What I'm telling you is that shouldn't matter. Like, what you think about who should win the competition, that shouldn't matter. Let emotion get in the way of what you actually think should happen, and just support Joe. That's all I'm asking you to do. It's just root for the guy, because maybe that would mean a lot to him.
Oh, I bet it would, Tom. Maybe that would mean a lot to him. What is this about here?
I just think you should support
Why
him.
Why can't
all.
I root for Jack Fritz?
Well, see, no, but that's the thing. I genuinely don't think Joe cares who John and I root for.
Oh, I disagree.
Where I think Jack cares more.
I don't agree with that. I think it does matter.
Why can't I root for the guy
I
think will win?
What's that?
Why can't I root for the guy I think will win?
Because one person you work with every day and one person you don't
work with. I work with both of those guys.
Yeah, but you don't. No, you don't work with Jack every day. How many days do you see Jack?
I see him occasionally.
Occasionally. Yes, occasionally. And you spend, what, 5-6 hours with Joe every single day?
Uh-huh.
And you're going to turn your back on him?
I love that you're getting chastised by TK. This is hysterical.
Yeah. You've been working with him for like a decade.
Yeah.
And you're turning your back on him.
Yes.
It's disturbing. And it makes me, I don't know, it makes me feel a little differently about you, John.
Okay.
I thought you were a better teammate.
Yeah.
I thought you were a better teammate than that.
I'm not.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm not. Apparently, I'm not a good teammate because I disagree. I actually support the guy I think will win. I don't know why that seems so problematic. I do understand the concept of team. I disagree with my teammates' approach to all of this.
Okay.
And there is a lot of haughtiness beneath the surface that you are somehow blind to and being fooled by.
Well, that's going to be my goal by the end of the
week.
By the end of the week, my goal is to turn you into a Joe supporter. So we'll see if I can get you there.
Well, there's